News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, just a little warning here that some of the content of the next item may have an element of a graphic nature to it. So just to be aware of that, because the civil action taken against Conor McGregor and James Lawrence will return to the High Court later on this week after Nikita Hand was awarded nearly €250,000 in damages on Friday. An Irish Independent Legal Affairs editor, Shane Phelan, joins us now to tell us what we can expect. Shane, tell us what's going to happen. It goes back to court on Thursday, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. On Thursday, the judge who presided over the case, Mr. Justice Alexander Owens, is going to invite submissions on the issue of legal costs. And normally the rule is that costs follow the events. So essentially that means that, you know, the winner gets their costs from the losing side. I think it's going to be slightly complicated in this case because you have one defendant who a jury found against and another defendant who a jury didn't find against. So I think there will be a considerable argument.
Okay,
I don't think it's going to be decided on the day.
So just to be very clear for people, so under normal circumstances, Conor McGregor would pay Nikita Hand's costs, but under normal circumstances, Nikita Hand would pay James Lawrence's costs. That's what you're saying?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It, further to be a departure from that, the judge will need to be persuaded. I'm expecting that there will be a legal argument from both sides. I don't think it's going to be decided on Thursday. I'd imagine that there will be written submissions or time will be sought to file written submissions and so on.
Shane, it is slightly complicated further, not just by the two different findings in the case, the different results for Conor McGregor and James Lawrence, by the fact that it has been widely reported that Conor McGregor is already paying James Lawrence's costs. So his costs are already being taken care of.
Yeah, so that's a factor that the judge may end up taking into account in whatever decision is ultimately made in relation to costs. And I suppose there's another factor here, Ciara, as well, in that Conor McGregor has been quick out of the traps to say he's going to appeal.
Yes.
So you could have a situation where his side maybe look for a stay on costs pending the outcome of an appeal. He has 28 days.
And that would be that he would say, I'm not paying her costs, I'm appealing, and we'll see what happens after that. That is what you're saying there. Okay.
Yeah, essentially the cost could end up being kicked down the road in the event of an appeal. No, that's just a hypothetical situation.
Shane, based on all of this, it potentially we know that the amount that Nikita Hand was awarded on Friday, I think it was 248,000 or something in that potentially, if James Lawrence's costs exceeded that, she could actually still have won her case against Conor McGregor and still be out of pocket. As in, it could cost her more than she was awarded.
Scenario here, yeah. Because the legal costs in this will substantially dwarf the actual award made. That is one possibility, and we don't know what's going to happen in terms of the cost, but that is a possibility.
Okay. So finally, when is this likely for us to know what's happening? This is going back to court on Thursday, but as you say, we won't know necessarily on Thursday. So when will we know what happens next?
Well, what I imagine will happen is that there will be a brief skirmish in court, and that in all likelihood, I think time will be sought for submissions to be entered, and you're looking at a few more weeks, maybe potentially. It'll depend on the attitude of the judge and what he's what he's willing to allow the parties to do. But I don't think it's going to be too long.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Shane Phelan there, Irish Independent Legal Affairs Editor. And if you've been affected by any of the issues brought up in this interview, you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre 24-hour national helpline 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.